All right, so recording now. Hi, my name is Scarlett, and I am here with my co-host Caitlin, and together we are the Mental Hustle Podcast.
We are here to remove the mystery of what it takes to be physically and mentally healthy.
No gimmicks, no quick fixes, just hard work and good results.
Join us as we take our own journey and help others on their journey to being the best to them they can be.
Hello, guys. Welcome back. Caitlin and I had a little business meeting prior to this and got some social media stuff handled. We're super excited. It's so funny because last week we were talking about how we're the busiest people, and then both of us get sidelined by the same thing.
Yep.
Or like it was like the universe was like, ha, stop. That's what I thought about. So on Thursday I was in the urgent care with my kid talking to Caitlin about how she had been exposed to someone with COVID as I was finding out my kid had COVID. So, you know, we live thousands of miles apart, but it still affects us. It's crazy.
Yeah. And at the same time, that's gotta be some like strange coincidence.
Yeah. I took it as a sign that we were meant to be friends and that the podcast is going to be successful. So fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
But what an absolute perfect week to talk about what we're talking about. So today on episode 4, we're going to be talking about mindset. Sorry if you hear any dogs in the background. We have crazy dogs right now. So we're going to be talking about... we're going to be talking about mindset and how it's our choice. So have you ever, you know, I'm sure we've all heard about people talking about mindset, about choices. It's super popular in discussion lately. I know I bring it up with the kids I work with and my own kids personally, like you can't control what's happening, but you can control how you react to it. Mm-hmm. So today we're just going to chat a little bit about that and share some of our thoughts on, the whole thing that encompasses mindset, I guess. So Caitlin, let's start with you because you are a very positive person. What do you do to stay positive? You're like a superhero.
I'm like positive girl. I don't know. Yeah. I got to come up with a good superhero name. Anyone listening, get me some ideas. I definitely need an idea for that. But I've actually been told my whole entire life that I'm like always positive, always upbeat, always like see the bright side, all the good stuff. And honestly, behind the scenes, sometimes my mindset's not always positive. Like I get down on myself like any other human. It happens. So like I have to come up with my own strategies that work for me. But I think one thing that helps me stay positive is I know that whatever like the quote bad thing that's happening, it's not going to be forever. And it doesn't have to be my circumstance forever. So if I don't like something, I know I can change it. I know I can change where I live. I know I can change what I do for work. I know I can change a relationship either like with a significant other or friends if it's like not working and it's not a good fit. And like, there's nothing wrong with any of those things or changing those things. I mean, I live 3,000 miles away from my family, you know, because I wanted an experience somewhere else. And like, it's nothing against my family. Like they're great, but I wanted to experience something else. And I think it's okay to like make those choices that are good for you and help you feel like you're in a good spot for yourself.
Oh yeah.
What totally. About you, Scarlett?
Yeah. So I really, again, something that Caitlin and I just share crazy little similarities is I also live super far away from my family. You know, all my aunts, with the exception of one, live within 25 miles of their mom. And I live 1,800 miles from my mom. So that's crazy. But I agree with the choices and knowing if you're not happy. I love my parents, but I hate my hometown. So sorry if anyone's listening from my hometown. Doubt you are, but in case. It just wasn't a good place for me. I wasn't the best version of myself there. And it took moving 1,800 miles to the middle of nowhere, Montana, to become the best version. I am not a positive person. It's something that I'm really trying to work on. Because of the ADHD and because of the years of not medicating or having the proper tools for my ADHD, I really took on mirroring. So For those of you guys who are listening, mirroring is where someone with ADHD just kind of does whatever's going around them to fit in, because our brains are so different and the world is so hard if you're not respecting those differences. So I spent a lot of years not respecting those differences. So I would mirror whoever I was around. And for some reason, I tend to just attract really negative people. I don't know why. It's probably something inside of me I need to work on, and I'm trying to figure it out. But it's crazy because I can always tell mentally who I've been around the most, as far as if they're negative or positive, because if I've been around negative people constantly, I have a worse week. So it's like when I get done recording with Caitlin, I'm in a great mood. It was something I like to do. I was talking to a positive person. Woo! When I'm with my coworkers who hate their jobs and make it very known that they hate their jobs, I'm miserable. So positivity is something I'm working on, because with like my conditions and stuff, I'm going to mirror that and I want to start being more positive. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. But Caitlin, what about, I know you touched on it a little bit, like if you're struggling and how you know that you can always get out of it kind of, but go a little bit more in depth with that and how you move past that struggle.
I think for me, it's about whatever, depends on whatever my struggle is. So I mean, everyone has different struggles that we go through in life, but we also have like some similar challenges we go through in life. I mean, like financial frustrations is probably something that almost every human has struggled with at one point or another, you know, and that's something that I can get like kind of down on myself about and be frustrated with, but I have chosen to look on the bright side of things, that like I can afford my bills, you know, that I can, you know, get the things that I really, that I need in life, and some of those things that I want to, like that I'm okay. But I think it helps me to be able to move past things, as I said, because I know that they're not forever, but when I take certain steps, so like if I, you know, I'm currently working on making a vision board that will have all of the things that I'm working towards, because I'm not great at long-term goals at all. I'm very much like stereotype millennial, where I'm like, I want the instant gratification, which is so ridiculous in my mind, but I'm like, yep, why isn't it already happening? And so like having those visuals is really important to me. I have like some cards and things that I created that are up on my wall in my room that I can see multiple times every single day. And those really help me to get past things, because they're all positively framed. So it's not like, I want to get out of debt, I want to not be fat. It's instead, and like, there's nothing wrong with saying those things, like if that is what works for you. I also want a little disclaimer, but I try to frame them in a more positive way so that it makes me feel like I'm not just working towards them, but they're more achievable. So like I have things posted about like having financial freedom and being stronger, being healthier every day, being fitter every day, having a little more energy every day, you know, like those types of things. But I just frame it in a, I'm getting better kind of a way. And it's something I read in a book actually, that they refer to it as ER goals. And it just means like you put ER basically on the end of a word. So like better, smarter, stronger. So I'm like, I try to focus on ER goals as opposed to, well, I want to weigh this much. Cause like, that's just a much harder goal to get to, or a harder mindset to begin. So I try to focus on those little baby steps that are getting me closer to where I want to be. And I always make lists. I'm such a list obsessive human. So I'm forever making lists of let's do these things. And like, as I cross them off, it just makes me feel better and makes me feel like I'm in a better spot, mentally, emotionally, and physically, kind of all the things. Yeah. So those are some things that I try to do to get past the struggle when I am in a rough mindset. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, so I guess really I've been in kind of like a struggle mindset since about March. And if I'm being honest, I could track it to when I started the second portion of my job, which has been really tough on me. I'm like, yeah, sure, I can work 13 hours a day, not thinking about what it was going to do to me mentally. But I guess I try to, like, for me, I try to plan one thing that I enjoy, like, a week that I can kind of look forward to all week. It's like, okay, I've got this going on for me. Really, like, kind of taking control of my environment. So I'm pretty messy as a person. Again, the ADHD. I'm just all over the place. So this past week, I sat down and set up, like, a little podcasting area for my laptop. I set my printer up next to me. I set up all my Cricut stuff right here. So it's kind of like stickers and podcasting right here. It's like my command station. Like you were saying with lists. So we're starting a challenge that we'll talk about as well. But I created like a little checklist for it. It's right here on the wall next to me. Our weekly posting schedule for our social media is right there. And then just like an overview October calendar for like my work and stuff is right there. And that's really helped me feel like I have like control, because I struggle a lot with feeling like out of control. But I guess also I've been working on just accepting things like, yeah, this sucks. And like, it's okay that it sucks. And I don't have to say that it doesn't suck. Like, I don't have to be constantly like, no, my feelings don't matter. Like, sometimes it's just good to, for me to go, this sucks. Like, I hate this. Like, this is awful. One of my closest friends, significant other, died this week. And I was like trying to find the positive out of it because I found out while I was at work. And I just went and sat in our office and I was like, no, this sucks. Like, this is hard feelings that I don't like. And it was crazy because like the kids that I work with were just running around the house, like being, I mean, just like, because I think they were picking up my energy that I was a little like shaken. And I had the door like kind of cracked and I was like, no, this sucks, like really loud. And I slammed my hand down and one of the kids turned the corner and he goes, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it does suck. I'm sure it sucks. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I'm probably not supposed to say that. I'm like, no, it's okay. Some things just suck. And he's like, yeah. Like we had like a moment of like, it was the first time he'd seen me like have a full like, oh, moment. But I guess like, yeah, that's just how I get through struggling is like honoring it and having something to look forward to, and kind of accepting it, not agreeing with it. Like I'm, you know, I would never say like, wow, I'm glad a person died or anything, but it's just like, it happened. And now we have to learn how to live with this happening. So here's where we are. Of course, that's like a huge, example, but there could be things like, sometimes I struggle because things are out of order and I'm the reason they're out of order. And so sometimes the getting through that is going, I really am not good at this. I need some help. Like that is how I get through it, is by, you know, asking for help or coming up with better plans. I'm trying to become a list person, like you said. I love to write lists. Do I follow them? Not very well, working on that second part. But I'm still working on how I get through the struggle. And I think that's also okay, is to understand that you're not fully there yet.
Absolutely.
So along that, and this is like a big thing for me, but what do you have people who support you and how do they support you, I guess, is a question.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes. And I think, I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but I mean, the people that I've had in my life, some have come and gone, some have, you know, stuck around, like, and it just kind of depends on if they're serving, essentially serving themselves and me in the right way or the right fit. You know, like inevitably some people are only in your life for a short amount of time because they aren't able to support you in whatever it is that you're doing, or however you choose to live your life. And, you know, that it is what it is. But I think there's like a old poem or saying or quote or whatever about like how some people are in your life for like a season or reason or a lesson or something like that.
Yeah, something. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I love cheesy things. So like, I mean, I love that. And I also believe that everything happens for a reason. So like the people that have been in my life to support me in the moments when I needed support, I definitely think have been really instrumental. And I'm lucky that I've had some people like my whole life that have been really there for me. Like I know I know if I really needed something, my family's always been, you know, able to support me in the ways that they feel like they know how to support people. And, you know, and I've always felt that support from them and that love from them. I have a very small grouping of friends that I know I could call for anything and would always support me in anything that I do. But I'm also just what I call fiercely independent person, where I don't like asking for help. I don't like asking other people for like their advice or their input on the decisions that I'm making or the feelings that I'm feeling. I just don't. And it's hard for me to share those things with other people, but I have a very small grouping of people outside of my family that I'm like, yep, these few people I know I can have quality conversations with. If I'm like, I'm just in a funk today, or I'm just not feeling motivated, I'm not feeling good, I'm not loving life, or I'm just down on myself or whatever. And I'm very lucky that I have those few specific people that will be like, are you joking? And they'll say like, what about this thing about you? And like, look at how great that you do with that. And I don't like how you're talking about that right now, because look at all of these things. And like, they'll share really great, important experiences or activities that like I've done or been part of that really just make it better. So I'm really lucky that I do have a small grouping of people that are quality in my life and definitely are extremely supportive, you know, no judgment, just love and support, which I'm very fortunate to have.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I totally, I agree with like so much you're saying. Again, I don't think there'll ever be a moment on the podcast where we're like, yeah, we disagree on this. Maybe we'll find it. The episodes are young.
So the episode 500 will be like, yeah, I don't agree with anything.
Wait a second. But yeah, I am super lucky as far as when it comes to support. So warning, a lot of people have told me having a significant other is my whole personality. It is a big part of my personality, but my significant other is awesome. He's dealt with physical and mental health stuff as well. And, you know, he was really like grabbing the bull by the horns when we first got together on both of those and kind of forced me to get it together. Cause I'm like, oh, well, I can't let him be better than me. Like everything's a small competition in my mind, whether he knew it or not. So he really like forced me to like kind of tackle some of the stuff. But actually last Sunday, after we recorded, like some other stuff happened and I just was not feeling the best. And I was like, you know, I don't know if I can make good decisions right now. I didn't feel great about myself. I had some like weird, self-harm ideations going on. And I was like, didn't want to reach out to my parents. They're great. They're super supportive. But they like, I think they would freak out about that and be like, hey, and maybe even call the police on me from far away. And I didn't want that to happen. I just wanted like some extra thing. And we stayed up until 5 a.m, just like hanging out, chilling, talking, like talked me off the edge, so to speak. Cause I was really like, I don't know. And I don't know if it was like my body knowing that this week was going to be insane. So it was prepping me for it. Like the universe was like, hey, let's get ready. Because if you know you can handle this, then you can handle what this week's about to throw at you. But yeah, like always the ability to like rely on him. And people are always giving us a hard time because we're so different. I'm so loud and outspoken. And like, I like to hear myself talk so much, I started a podcast. And he likes if no one talks to him. And if he gets to just sit in our room by himself. He loves to play games. I cannot sit and stare at a screen to play a video game to save my life. I would die if somebody was like, hey, sit here and play for 45 minutes or I'm going to shoot you. They'd probably shoot me because I can't do that. You know, just very, very opposite as far as that goes. But, you know, is definitely the person that'll talk me down off the cliff. I've had really like terrible luck with friends. I think part of that is the undiagnosed ADHD and also just where I'm from. I've had like two really good friends that I've stayed really good friends with since I was about 18, which is not a terribly long time for me, but they've been great. You know, but again, they're just not people that I would go to about this kind of stuff. They're more like, you know, casual check-in type people. But I guess I have, yeah, so I have my significant other and I have my parents, which is really cool. I also feel like I could probably, of course, go to Caitlin if things were like really crazy. So that's cool. And she knows she can go to me. Again, episodes are young. So probably by episode 500, we'll be like, oh yeah, we just trauma dump to each other all the time.
I can hop a plane. No big deal. Yeah, hop in the fine. Car. It's only 1800 miles, maybe. I don't know, whatever. Yeah,
we'll be fine. It's just a slight, it's just a hop, skip and a jump away. But yeah, I think, but I agree with you, Caitlin, like I'm not a person who, like in theory, I want a lot of people around me, but then it happens and I'm like, no, this was a bad idea. I like kind of to consolidate. It just feels a little bit safer. But yeah, I do. You know, I think that having those couple people that you can call, you know, when the world is kind of crashing around to remind you is good. And I'm a person who like, I can't take compliments really well. So sometimes that doesn't work. And I think my parents know that. A lot of times, like when I text my dad about something emotional, he'll be like, yeah, well, like you probably just need to get over it. And I'm like, okay. Like, cause that's what I need to hear. Like, I need to hear like, yeah, that sucks, but like move on. So,
just let it go. Like, yeah. Like Frozen, let it go. Just
let it float in the wind. So I think, but yeah, I have some. So along with, you know, we're talking about mindset and all of that, what are some activities and some ways that you improve your thoughts to be more positive or kind of shift your mindset, you know, to where you want to go?
One thing that I do all of the time, which is not something that I did when I was younger, by the way, but now I mean, I'm saying that I'm older, but I'm not old, just to be clear, not old, but, when I am like ending the day and I'm like, wow, like, yeah, like that day sucked, or, oh, I didn't do like, I mean, I had a long, humongous list yesterday of all of the things that I wanted to do yesterday. I told Scarlett, I'm going to be super productive Saturday. So this day it's all podcasts. Yeah, that didn't happen, turns out. So I was like, cool. I did like 4 things on my list of like 15 things. So I'm like, okay, those are all going to be on Sunday now. And now I'm like, oh, great. Now I have so much to do before I go back to work tomorrow. But something that I do is one thing I do is I really listen to my body now. If I'm tired or like I'm a girl, so I get cramps sometimes because that's just part of being a girl, you know, unfortunately. So like, and yesterday I was not feeling my best in the afternoon. So I was like, you know what? I am not going to do all the things I planned on doing. I'm just going to like call it a day at like, I don't know, like 5 o'clock. And I was like, I'm just going to watch a little TV and relax and like cuddle with my dog and play with my new phone because I got a new phone yesterday. So I'm like, that's all I'm going to do. That's it for a few hours. And then I'm going to go to sleep and tomorrow's a new day. So like, I have learned to listen to my body and just do what feels good for my body. And like this morning it was getting up and doing a workout, which felt amazing. But then something else I do is I always end the day with like positive self-talk. And I always start every day with positive self-talk. Even if it's telling myself that like I look and feel healthy or that like I like lost 2 pounds, like that could be some of my self-talk, or that I felt really great in this outfit, or that I'm going to be super productive today because I have all of these plans that I'm going to do that are working toward my goals, or, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes I'll just high five myself in the mirror. I'll do that too. And I also tell myself in a mirror that like, I'm amazing, that I am a great person, that people are lucky to have me in their life. And I'm lucky to have those people on my journey. So I always try to be grateful and thankful for things too, but I am 100% my worst critic. And I tend to let some of that kind of seep in to my thought process. So the way to like get rid of it is always having that self-talk, positive self-talk. And specifically in America, because you're looking at yourself, telling yourself how really freaking amazing you are. And that, I mean, seriously, tell yourself like 5 times in a row. in the mirror that you're amazing, and like you believe it, you feel amazing, and it just really helps. So that's one thing that I do. And something else that I do to help myself be more positive is just like writing some stuff out sometimes too, like a little bit of journaling, blogging, that kind of thing can really help too. And also be sharing on different, you know, positive things or motivating things like on social media has always been something that improves my own inner thoughts and my own, you know, mindset. Because I do have a lot of people that'll reach out to me and tell me how like they love my videos or they love my posts or they love how motivating and positive I am. And those things really help me too, to feel like, okay, I am positive. It is good. Like life is good. Yes, there's struggles. Yes, some days suck. That it happens. No one's perfect, but it helps just be in that better positive mindset and, you know, finding the good in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are all like really great things. So I've been kind of focusing on like, so not just what you put in your body. Okay. So if you think about it, when you put in your food, good food into your body does good things. When you put in good things into your mind does good things. You know, we can't just be on this constant source of garbage, and then be like, oh, why does my mental health suck? Because like we're in control. So one thing that I really like, and that I was like super, sorry, I keep itching my nose. It's probably the COVID. But
just keep it there. Okay.
I will not communicate it through the screen. But one thing that one of the things that I really love, and that for like a long time I was like about, because I was listening to all this negative thing, things is Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift like so much. And I like good music. And if you don't think Taylor Swift is good music, you can message me privately and we'll discuss why you're wrong. But I agree. I went my whole life being like, oh, she, you know, listening to people be like, oh, she only writes about her ex-boyfriends and blah, 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 blah. All while like I loved music and I was like, yeah, everybody writes about their exes. That's normal. You just don't like her because she's a girl. Let's unpack your, you know, misogyny later. Like, let's look at her now. But Taylor Swift puts me in a really good mood. Even Taylor Swift's sad songs put me in a good mood because I love Taylor Swift. So I stopped caring what a bunch of 16-year-olds on TikTok have to say. And I listen to Taylor Swift because I like Taylor Swift. And I don't know if it's because like for so long people were like, Taylor Swift or what, but it's like liberating almost to listen to Taylor Swift. I'm like, yeah, I love Taylor Swift. She's a badass woman. I'm a badass woman. Let's rock. And so that's like, that seems super silly, but it puts me in a better mood. Like I like that. You know, if you follow us on social media, I try to do the Tunes Tuesday because music is a huge thing for me. That shifts my mindset. If I'm listening to good music that makes me feel good, I'm having a better day, you know? And I, unlike Caitlin, I'm not great about saying nice things to myself. Actually, it's like literally part of the bad habits I'm going to lose on the holiday hustle that we'll be talking about. Because I don't like talking negatively about myself and I'm done with it. But I have, yes, I'm like, I'm ready. But another thing that kind of helps me shift my mindset is dressing for the body I have currently, not dressing for the body I want. And so that goes to mean that I was smaller in 2020. I could fit in different clothes. I can still fit in those clothes, but they don't fit how they did in 2020. And that makes me sad. So now I fit in clothes that I fit into in 2021, that I like the way they fit. Does that mean I wear leggings a lot more? Yes. Do I care? Not anymore. Because that helps my mindset get better instead of setting me on this spiral of why do these shorts not fit how I want them to? Why does the shirt not fit how they want to? I just wear stuff that fits how I want it to now. I know that it won't, you know, trigger bad thoughts or anything, that my body will look how I want it to a little bit better. And I just leave those clothes in my closet and go, one day you might fit, you might not. We'll get there and that day comes. But, you know, just like, and I wouldn't say it's avoiding things that necessarily like trigger the spiral, but it's understanding what triggers the spiral and walking around them carefully. So like, I don't know, Caitlin, have you heard of the spoons theory with like mental health and physical health?
I don't think so.
Okay, so like
now I want to know though.
Yeah, I actually found out about it on TikTok. And it's like a well-known thing, but there's this theory, and I might be getting this all wrong. So if I am, please shoot me an email and let me know. But this is how I interpret it and it helps me. With different like mental illnesses or like long-term physical illnesses, you have like a certain amount of spoons that you have a day. And so like for ADHD cleaning, let's say for ADHD, I have 20 spoons. For cleaning takes up 19 of my spoons. So I have one spoon left to get through the rest of my day. And I have to use that spoon very, you know, sparingly, because if not, I'm done. So if I know that I have 20 spoons and I have used 18 of them at work, and then, or I'm going to use 18 of them at work, but if I wear this certain dress that doesn't fit how I want, it's going to use 6 spoons and put me into a negative spoon area that makes me spiral. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. So if I know I'm going to have a really stressful day at work, I need to make sure every other part of my life is working a little bit better, because I need to use all of my energy here. So that's kind of how I've started like shifting my mindset away from, you know, because at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so messed up. I have ADHD. What's wrong with me? To no, I just have to look at things differently. Like I have to look at these spoons and like what I can handle versus what I can't handle. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's making me more positive, but it's making me less negative, if that makes sense. Like people are like, oh, well, if you're less negative, then you must be more positive. No, I'm just existing. Like, I don't want to, I haven't got to the positive area, but I also don't want to go to the spiral area, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think a lot, like, especially with like toxic positivity, which has like started showing up in the early 2010s and has kept going, that we're like, oh no, negative thoughts are coming, like this is terrible, we have to avoid it, we have to, you know, we're only positive, it's sunshine and rainbows all the time. But that's not true. Like they're gonna sneak in whether we want them to or not. But the good news is that we are always in control. Like our mindset towards this is always our choice. You know, you can make a shift and focus on the good, you know, making your mindset a priority, making things that, you know, you like a priority is a huge deal. Like I said in the last episode, if you're a people pleaser, remember that you're a people too. Same thing with your mindset. Yeah. But, you know, again, if you have any tips on shifting your mindset, any thoughts on the spoon theory that maybe I got wrong, please share it with us. We love to share ideas and tips with you, and we love when you do it back with us. Any education is great. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. Caitlin, do you have anything to add? Any little?
I think you got it, but it definitely is your choice. I mean, I tell people all the time, like my life is not all sunshine and roses and rainbows and whatever else you think is happy. You know, I have plenty of down on myself or down on the world moments, but I do choose to see that positive side or find some kind of bright spot that can come out of the stuff that sucks. You know, sometimes stuff just does suck and we just need to let it suck maybe for a little bit and then move on, let it go, move on to the next thing and decide that you know, want to be in a better mind space or head space. Because when you're in a good space, you can help others be in a good space too. And me, professional helper over here, I love being able to be there for everyone else. Like I'm very much so in every friend group I have, I'm a person that people will be like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this other thing? Let me complain or vent or get advice on this thing. And I'm very much that person in every friend group. And I love that. But it's harder to fill other people's cups if you let your cup be empty. So I'm all about filling my cup so I can fill the cups of everyone else.
Yes. Thank you, Caitlin, for that great empowering thing to end on. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Sorry it was a little heavier on my side. Mindset is obviously something I'm still working on. But again, thank you for listening to this episode of the Mental Hustle Podcast.
If you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to add, email us at thementalhustle.pod@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at thementalhustle.pod.
If you're interested in collaborating with us or being a guest on the show, contact us the same way.
Until next time, remember, happiness isn't a feeling, it's a mindset.
And 10 minutes of working out is better than no minutes.